Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Welcome to you all. In the name of Jan Fabre and the whole company, I would like to welcome you to what is going to be a great party. Let's be prepared for a lot of fun until the early hours. And let me start by thanking the party team under the lead of Else Mieke Scholten. Yeah. And also Jan, Helmut, Wout, Sebastian, Katrin, Nino and Joost. Let me briefly introduce myself. My name is Sigrid Bousset. I have been working with Jan Fabre for a couple of years as a dramaturg in the early 90s. And after 20 years of curatorship in the international field of literature, I've come back home in this wonderful company since 1 year, mainly to take care of the publications and the literature work of Jan. I'm very proud to present to you two special issues which were produced on the occasion of the 30th birthday, which document the history of Troublijn. First, there is Jan Fabre, The Box, a 17-DVD box set with recordings of theatre productions and significant exhibitions by Jan Fabre since the year 2000. The DVD box set starts with the documentary Beyond the Artist, made by Giulio Boato and Gilda Leroux, which has already received several awards since it came out in October. The wonderful DVD box is the result of years of intense and highly professional work of the French production company Compagnie des Indes under the lead of our great friend Gilda Leroux, who is also present here. Second issue is the illustrated book Troublijn Laboratorium, published in partnership with Mercator Fonds. This marvelous book, designed by Kim Bernard, bears witness to the enthusiasm with which artists, performers, and collaborators have helped make Troublijn Laboratorium what it is today, a unique sanctuary for the arts. It zooms in on three aspects: the rich history of the building and the architectural transformation it underwent at the hands of Jan de Keyser, the architect and former light designer of Jan Fabre. Secondly, the book gives an overview of the unique collection of integrated artworks by leading international artists. Not less than 78 artists created a work of art on the spot in this building, especially for Jan and his company. And we are so proud and grateful that a lot of them, a lot of you, are with us here tonight. Thirdly, and this is the most special part, the book gives an insight in Jan Fabre's daily life with his team and performers in his laboratory. We thank theatre scientists Luc van den Dries and Frank Peters, writer and architect Koen van Singel, and above all, writer and critic Nadia Sells for their contributions to the book. For those who want to discover the building and the works of art tonight, there will be guided tours along the artworks at 10 p.m. People who are interested can gather around the blue neon work of Mikis Poppe in the foyer. I will pass the word now to two of our famous guests, and the first one is Bob Wilson. Please applause Bob Wilson. So, Bob, he's gone. There he is.
Good evening.
J.
Four.
Four.
in. No. 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 Four. J. Four. R. Him. I. Him. Ma. Ma. This. For. J. For him. A. My. Ah! A. A. F. R. 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 Friend. For. Him. A. A. I. What? 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 Want. Two. See. 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 Sing. Or. Jane. Tonight. We all want to say for A C E what want a center. For A, A, A. For arts. For our community. Communities. We need centers. For bringing us all together. Together. For us to ask questions.
Questions?
Why? 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 For J, we thank you for not giving us answers. For you created a company. A company in the Latin sense. In the Latin sense of the word. Where opera theater is opus, is all inclusive architecture, painting, light, poetry, theater, dance, music, all
are in the Latin sense of the word opus. Meaning work.
For J
F A R R
B
B B B
A.
We are here, all of us, to sing. Hap. Hap.
Hap.
Hap. Happy. Birthday.
Happy
anniversary.
Happy 30th anniversary. For today and all days. For we are here to say thank you. Thank you with love from me and all of you
for today and all days. 2:20:16.
Word now to the famous actor Dirk Roofthoofd, who made several productions together with Jan, and he will, in the name of Jan Fabre, talk a bit more about the company. Please welcome Dirk Roofthoofd.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not only a celebration of the 30th anniversary of the theatre company Troublen, it is also a party to honour those who have been with Jan Fabre for the past 10, sometimes 20, sometimes even 30 years. Troublen is all those performers who embody Jan Fabre's dreams on stage. Els de Keukelier, Mark Moon van Overmeer, René Copray, Marina Kaptein, Annick Supert, and later also Cédric Charon, Ivana Zozic, Annabelle Chambon, and the many young performers who have experienced the exceptional combination of imagination and discipline which is needed to be one of Fabre's warriors of beauty. But today we also want to pay a particular tribute to those who have always worked behind the scenes and have made Troublen to what it is today. An extraordinary theatre company with a great reputation all over the world. For example, meet Martens. Meet Martens. Meet has been working with Jan Fabre ever since the legendary play The Power of Theatrical Madness in 1984. All those years, she has been by his side as his assistant, day and night, in the first years living on an allowance and sleeping on the bare floor of theatres all over the world. She has become a spiritual sparring partner in theatre making. Even though many acclaimed dramaturgs have been involved in Jan Fabre's creations, she has always been his intellectual partner. At the same time, she is a beautiful, caring, and rigorous coach for a constantly changing group of performers. Studious and with an eye for detail, for scheduling, and for archiving, she is the true memory and compass of Troublen. With a natural grace and intelligence, she brings new meaning to the notion of being an assistant. She is a soulmate, a dear friend who's always there at the most fragile moments. She's honest, straight, and loyal. A quiet, modest, indispensable, strong person. Meet Martens. Jan Fabre also has an angel watching over him when it comes to visual arts. She's called Barbara de Koning. Barbara de Koning. Barbara de Koning, who joined the company 25 years ago, being in charge of the production at the time of the second opera of Jan, called Silent Screams, Difficult Dreams, and this was in 1992. She soon became the director of Troublen. She brought about a considerable increase in resources and ensured the professional structure of the company. After 10 years of Troublen, she transferred to Angelus, where she strengthened the setup around Jan Faber's visual arts, assisted in the last years by Mikes Poppe and Sven Tassart. She combines her talent in organization and her strategical insights with an endless imagination and a passion for fashion and art. Her Margiela hat stays an inside secret. She has it on right now. This, together with putting on our Hermes shoes, are you wearing them? Hermes shoes at the moment, yes. She attracts producers, partners, museum directors, and galleries by her slogan catchphrase, which is going like this: Jan Fabre is haute couture, not prêt-à-porter. Barbara, and this is true, is proud of Jan Fabre. She's really proud of her artist. Bordering on arrogance, she cunningly and courageously does about anything for him. Barbara is a rock you would rather not trip over. She's a Flemish primitive with an exuberant power that inspires many, and who also plays a star role with Dionysa in Mount Olympus. Barbara de Kooning. When talking about Barbara, we should also talk about Katrin. We should talk about Katrin because Katrin and Barbara, they are an inseparable pair. They are Jan's mafiosi bodyguards. Each with their own temperament. Katrin Brunel seduces. With her charm, sensuality, openness, her charismatic power, she reaches extraordinary results. She calmly and patiently lets her business partners think about the best possible result and then increases silently the budget of many museums and publishers simply with her professional presence. Her talent for leading documentaries, publications, exhibitions, and parties into the right direction with an eye for design, color, lines, and rhythm makes her the flying keeper between Angelus and Troublen. She also brought her natural style and beauty to Jan's stage more than once at the legendary Cour d'Honneur in Avignon, where she was making a lot of pirouettes in the performance called Je suis sans. I call her Pirouette since that day. She's in my mobile phone, not with Katrin Brunel, but with Piero Ecce. And also in Mount Olympus. But she thrives just as well behind the scenes. Her caring and patient personality makes her the perfect companion on solo tours, which I, as an actor, have been touring with her for several years with the Three Monologues, can fully, heartedly confirm. Katrin Brunel. My Mückens. My Mückens has been for years an essential pillar for Troublen. She took great care of our finances and administration, not afraid to take risks and loyally following Barbara in her aim to extend Troublen's scope. She has been a warm and positive support in laying the foundations of the company and professionalizing Troublen. With her unbreakable belief that everything always will finally come to a good end, not in least the risky budgets, she spread positive vibes all over the place. Mai made a point of honor of creating the best possible work conditions for the many freelancers and never made a fuss about unpleasant tasks. She has a heart of gold. She's like a warm, loving mother who will be anyone's rock. Always upbeat, wearing her heart on her sleeve. Mai is now exploring new paths, but she will still stay a lifelong, ongoing supporter of Tublen, and from now on, she's the number one on our VIP list. Mai Neupers. Then we have our first man, Mark Gurden. Mark Gurden. Over the past 16 years, he has gathered a considerable amount of knowledge. For years, he toured around the world with successful productions, selling on the road. With his social intelligence, involvement, and commitment, Mark is a binding figure. He represents Tublen at governments and serves in committees. Thanks to him, Tublen is fully embedded in the neighborhood, in Antwerp and in Flanders. He's a social animal by nature. He talks to everyone and wins everyone's heart, from theater directors to cleaning ladies. He was the driving force behind the renovation of this building, and it has become somewhat of a home to him. This is where he organizes masterclasses, teaching groups, guided tours, and collaborations with the university. Relying on a good taste in art and a critical mindset, he passes Jan Faber's torch. Mark. Also part of the gang for many years is Sophie van den Broek. Sophie van den Broek. More than once, Jan has repeated, Sophie was the best production manager ever. Her caring nature takes her very far. Once during the creation of Requiem für eine Metamorphose, she was catching butterflies in a field outside of Salzburg just because Jan needed some butterflies on stage. Sophie's always around, even at the most inconvenient hours of the day, and for the performers, she does everything in her power. Doctors, osteopaths, good meals, hotels, and she does so with an everlasting smile. It's not an assignment to her or a task, it is simply a part of her subtle, warm, deeply caring nature. Sophie is committed to beauty and has a heart overflowing with generosity. With the love she cherishes for the work she represents, combined with a natural sensuality, she maintains a large network of producers who love to be around when she appears. Sophie van den Broek. And now we have someone who has been, who has seen nearly every backstage of theaters all over the world, and the man is called Geert van der Aura. Geert van der Aura. Geert van der Aura, who over time became a quiet but constant power in accompanying tours and in technical care with an eye for detail. He focuses especially on solo performances and has built up an outstanding reputation in the theaters he frequently visits, from Bogota to Japan. Alone on the road with solo performers, he is their trustee, which I also can confirm with my fully heart. Their support is really their support while they realize Jens' dreams on stage. Geert is engaging, he's friendly, he's soft, and always in the background. In summary, he's a quiet power and a huge gift. Thank you, Geert. Johanna de Vos, or Joke, or Schilfer, as Jan calls her. She's one of the youngsters. She started about 8 years ago at Angelus, where she passed all the stages of craftsmanship. She's an art historian with ambition, who proved her talent as a curator with the exhibition Fabre Rops. Her driving force is a great curiosity combined with an urge for the exact. In Jan's words, she nibbles at my ankles until every little comma is at the exact right place. De muggenzifter. Die kinderen nog zo. She blends. She blends her needs for perfection with an untamable love and passion for art. With an innate elegance, style, and subtle communication, she maintains a large network of gallerists, journalists, museum directors and artists. She is by Jan's side every step of the road for new visual art projects and has become a support in many ways. Johanna de Vos. And may I now ask all those garden angels to come on stage, please? This is the Margiela head. This is the Margiela head. Marek, Geert, if you want. Geert, where are you? Geertje?
Ja.
Everybody's there. So, we're not ready yet. Let us ask the question, how has Jan Fabre been able to keep this sexy group of people around him for all these years? What do they tell? What do they tell about the master himself? Well, Jan inspires tirelessly. He simultaneously sucks up energy and at the same time energizes. He's our most friendly vampire, our devil in disguise. What makes him so special is his undeniable and versatile talent, his uncurbed imagination, his overwhelming enthusiasm, and his rock-firm belief in his artistic project, for which he would do anything. Jan Fabre can't be anything but an artist, and he brings great sacrifices for that. He's honest, he's sincere, he's a self-made man from the Zeehoek, straightforward, who has the courage to do always his own thing. He's possessed by deep romance, the romance to believe in a tribal alliance of people who go to war with the laws of decency, together with him. He cuts through all rules and habits, everywhere he comes. His team has the huge privilege not only to witness this adventurous artist from the first row, but also to help building up his artistic universe, to put forward their own creative ideas and to facilitate to the maximum. They understand an artist's right to be difficult and troublesome like no other. Working with Jan Fabre will always remain a daily learning curve and an existential adventure. It is a daily practice in physical, mental and spiritual acrobatics that also becomes a drug. Keeping up to a virtual, impossible rhythm, Jan Fabre lives every day and every night as if it would be his last day and his last night. Together, they are close, they are loyal, and a passionate group who share Jan Faber's passion, drift, and lust, a group with great love and care, not in the least for each other. They are the work's ambassadors, an honor defending and conveying it. And they do so with the same devotion as Jan Faber himself. He has created and needed many personalities. He gets his collaborators to confront their boundaries, to reformulate their questions on life, and to find their own answers. They're always on the road of life, always to new destinations. They worked and lived in Avignon, Paris, in Amsterdam, London, Berlin, Kassel, Vienna, Salzburg, Rome, Milan, Carrara, Naples, Venice, Palermo, Bari, Barcelona, Madrid, Lisboa, Stockholm, Helsinki, Warsaw, Kiev, Tokyo, Kanazawa, Taipei, Melbourne, Adelaide, and soon also Sevilla, Firenze, Don Bosch, Tilbury, Bogota, Jerusalem, Tenerife, Athens, Lyon, Leningrad. They all cherish friendship all over the world. And then they come home again, in a workspace where generations of artists and performers come and go, surrounded by artistic drive. And every time a routine threatens to take form, Jan Faber will jump up like a little devil from his box, with new plans and dreams which they think are impossible, and yet they help him to make them possible. Thank you, Jan. In the name of the whole team that surrounds you, and in the name of all guests present here tonight, who have the privilege to work with you in one or another way. Thank you, Jan, for your sense of adventure, your generosity, and thank you for everything you have shared with us the past 30 years. We know how much you like to party. Let's take these 30 years as an excuse for another party.
We're going to listen now to the Antwerp Cathedral Choir, who created a piece which is specially devoted to Jan Faber and who was for the first time created and performed in the Antwerp Cathedral at the inauguration of the work of art which was made by Jan Faber for the cathedral. So we're ready to listen to them.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to O Crux Splendidior, dedicated to Jan Fabre, composed by Sebastian van Steenbergen, performed by Antwerp Festival Chorus and directed by guest conductor Peter Maus. I see more and more guests have come in. I think it's ready to eat now, after all this beauty, to have drinks, to talk. And let's say that in around 9:30 we will have another performance here, or a little concert by the swing band Slick Nick and the Casino Special. And then around 10, as I said before, we have a guided tour through the building, where you can see all the works of art made here. And also there will be a performance by colleague visual artist of Jan Fabre, Tino Segal, around 10 o'clock. That will be in the kitchen upstairs. And yeah, then we will dance together with RAM, Radio Arte Mobile Roma. We will do interviews all along the evening. I wish you a great night.